Teaching 20. Our True Nature. Our true nature, Nowo, is unborn depth. It is awareness inseparable from space and depth, Dhatu, which is emptiness. It is essential to focus on this, your own nature. This is the infinite space of awareness in your own heart, where awareness emerges as a point. This is the heart point, Nyingte. In the heart, there is one empty point, which is the form of emptiness, of shunyata. This is the site of awareness. If it is blocked by blood, then one dies. From this point, natural clarity, Ranjan, the inherent quality of our true nature, radiates as a sphere of five colors within the heart. With this, our energy or compassion, Tujje, emerges as a display of the activities of the components or skandhas, potentials or dhatus, and so on, as a light form in a world of light forms. Our awareness, Vidya, is simply knowing, pure knowing. Nowo, Ranjan and Tujje are its modes of knowing. Its non-dual object, Dhatu, and all that appears in the space of Dhatu. Liberation lies in recognizing and keeping to our true nature, Nowo, and not getting seduced by the magnificence of self-display, Ranjan. As long as there is any resting on or in what arises, there is no security. The secure place of Vajradhara, Dorje Changi Sansa, is Dharmadhatu. This is the direct experience or knowing of the infinite openness of one's being. All relative identities, whether as hell being or as Haruka, are the manifesting of dependent co-origination, Tenshin Drolwa Jungwa, and so are not ultimate. They are not the natural unchanging situation. If our true nature, Nowo, is directly experienced, not one atom of arising need be rejected, because then one sees that everything is non-dual radiance. But if this is not realized, then there is grasping at entities, and then karma is produced, and one finds oneself wandering in the six realms. One's behavior becomes artificial and full of contrivance, Churche Zurche. Interfering with whatever is occurring, the mind is kept busy and unable to rest in its own place, Rangsa Mashapa. Thus, due to reification and dualistic vision, one experiences fixation and polarization, involvement of subject and object, and karmic activity.